Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Right in their ass. Did you dump that? Wait. Did you dump that? Damn it.
No, it's... No. I don't think all of it got it.
Oh, no, he always turns my mic on.
Yeah, he should.
It was dangerous. There's
he
no question.
That's why. Did you have your earphones in listening?
No, I didn't have my earphones in listening. I just got back. All right, we're here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hope you didn't hear that, people. Twitch, but that wouldn't be the first time.
What did you hear, Twitch?
Twitch heard it. You know what? You are always supposed to assume that a mic is live. Always
wow,
assume.
JG, I'm offended calling Gao to complain. Here's another person who said, well, that's probably Noah, actually.
Anyway, whatever. Just let's just move along. There's a lot of
stuff. You just lost the listener. First of all, Twitch, somebody could literally throw acid on your mother's, and if you were mad at her, you'd say, well, I mean, you know.
Whatever.
She deserved it.
How about this Randy Gregory story? We haven't even gotten to this yet.
Oh, man.
So
there's a few layers to this story.
Yeah, there are. So the Cowboys tweeted this out last night or yesterday. The defense of Randy Gregory IV is staying in Dallas. The defensive end has agreed to terms on a new 5-year contract with the Dallas Cowboys. Read more here. And then the Denver Broncos tweeted out, what's this guy? Oh, Stephen Colbert. They tweeted out Stephen Colbert with his hands up, and he goes, surprise! And so the Dallas...
Wait, the Broncos did?
The Broncos did that.
Oh, wow.
That's a good one. So instead of signing after he agreed to a contract with the Dallas Cowboys, for the same amount of money, Randy Gregory signed with the Denver Broncos. But now look at did you see what Skip Bayless wrote? He tweeted.
No, I never do, and I never care to.
Skip Bayless tweeted, "Shame on you!
What fake thing did
all
he post?
Of the how the t- oh, shame on you, Randy Gregory? After all Jerry Jones did for you, you do that in capitals to him." There's another Skip Bayless story, by the way, today. But okay, so. If you want to know the truth, Randy Gregory might have had a reason. Did you hear what the Cowboys did?
Yeah, they had, which is actually standard for players who have had trouble. They had contingencies.
But apparently they put it in after he agreed to the terms.
That would be the question is the timing of it.
Yeah.
But it's not unusual. Randy Gregory has been suspended from the league for multiple times. He can't stop.
Right. So he's been suspended. Weed. He's been suspended before. For drug offenses. So they put in there if his money would not be guaranteed if he was fined by the league. If for fines. Or I don't know if it was fines or suspensions or just fines. Whatever. The word fines came into play this morning when I was listening this morning, coming in. But apparently, they put it in after he agreed to the deal. Now
who says that?
That was the alleged.
I know that's alleged.
That's alleged. Is by, that, I think by his agent.
Because there's some people who believe that he just got cold feet and left. Here's the actual truth. I don't know the truth about when this was put in. I do know it's kind of fairly standard language, especially I need people to know. I just want you to know what the Cowboys did with Randy. First of all, the fact that Randy Gregory's still a Cowboy is frankly one of the most shocking events that turns of events. I think he was in the first draft class that I wrote up, I believe, which was 2015. The fact Randy Gregory's still there is incredible. Mm-hmm. He is leaving a team that remained patient with and supportive of him as he repeatedly violated the league's policy and program on substances of abuse in the early portion of his career. Gregory has missed more than 50 games due to suspension. 50 games. And has had that's more than three full seasons. And has yet to play a full season, but he showed signs of dominance off the edge in the past two seasons, recording 9.5 sacks in that span. Gregory ranked 10th among all edge rushers in pass rush grade per PFF, blah, 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 blah. He'll bring those talents to the Mile High City. So Dallas basically stuck it out with him, kept paying him through 50 games of suspensions, and they put language in that, frankly, you have to have in for a player like Randy Gregory who's missed 50
full
games.
Seasons.
He missed three full seasons total.
More.
Of suspensions. More than three full seasons. The fact he's with the Cowboys is, to me, truly incredible. I can't believe they would do
and then they
this.
Were
it's like
going
having
to...
Josh Gordon, but only keeping him on your team.
But
wait,
Josh
long.
Gordon couldn't play at all. So, I mean, at least Randy Gregory got on the field some of the time that he was over three full seasons
50
suspended.
Games. This is why the Cowboys are pissed. They're like, dude, we've got standard language that protects us against you violating your contract yet again.
Yeah, the timing is the important part here, though. Is whether or not, but listen, and Key made a good point. You can go to the Players Association and find out if that's standard language in every the PA, the NFLPA has all the contracts on file. An agent can go there and find out whether or not that's standard wording in every contract that the Dallas Cowboys
that's
have.
That's true.
You can easily do that.
Because Jane Slater yesterday, who, I mean, she covers, I mean, she's on my team, but at the same time, she at NFL Network, she covers, she's in bed with the Cowboys. She's good with the Cowboys. What the Cowboys told her is that this is standard language that they include and that most teams have for pretty much every player. It's basically protecting, look, if you screw up, this contract is not guaranteed.
Okay, so wait a minute. Even if that was in there and that was standard language, if you go to the Denver Broncos, then they don't have that language in your contract and you're getting the same contract. If I'm Randy Gregory, I'm saying, yeah, I want that one. Because it doesn't have where I don't that all my money is still guaranteed even when I get suspended.
Well, and he can smoke weed in Denver.
And smoke weed, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not even being glib about this. He's a guy who has used it in the past for some social anxiety type of stuff. I knew it coming out. It was out there. He had multiple failed tests, and there's a chance that maybe from a lifestyle standpoint. Although, let's face it. Oh, an NFL player in Dallas can't get weed? Yes.
Listen.
NFL players in Dallas don't smoke weed?
Listen,
yes, they do. I'm just saying. It's a different lifestyle in
Dude,
Denver.
Listen. Randy Gregory is one of the guys that got caught because he had a history. And, you know, Josh Gordon is a habitual. I mean, he is a real enthusiast. You would be shocked.
Well, alcohol, too. He's not allowed to drink, and he's gotten suspended. Josh Gordon's been suspended for drinking, too.
And drugs, obviously.
Yeah.
But Randy, I think people would be shocked. There are so many players that have smoked weed throughout their entire careers and never been caught. But they smoke weed on a regular basis. And the numbers are huge. They are huge of the number of guys that smoke weed. Everywhere. Not just in the NFL. It's not just an NFL it's everywhere.
But a lot of them have done what's necessary for years and years to like, okay, I'll stop right now. He can't stop.
Yeah.
He's had an issue, and it's not just that. It's also been injuries. He didn't even play. He's not even listed in 2017. In 2019, he shows as no play. Like, there's two whole seasons that are completely zeros. He's played 50 out of 113 games during his time with Dallas. Injury and suspensions have taken him out of 63 games. He's played 50 out of 113 games. Dallas, after riding with him for that long, This is kind of a move. Dallas fans are very pissed at Randy Gregory because they see this as an incredibly disloyal move for a team that has gone beyond. And there's nobody who can. I understand people say, you got to take care of yourself. You got to this, that, and the other. This is, let's just be real about this. This is really actually, I was very puzzled that every year, like, Randy Gregory still with the Cowboys? He didn't play in 17. He didn't play in 19. After the first 4 years, after the first 5 years with the Cowboys, Randy Gregory had played 28 games out of 80. That's unbelievable.
Gregory's agent said the Cowboys had language regarding the move of the removal of guarantees if he got fined along with suspension.
I was told
he had an issue with the fine part. That is not standard.
Okay, here's what the agent said. Here's what another agent said. I was told the language is in everyone's contract except for Dax. That's the only one that doesn't have the same contract, the same language.
Well, is it fined and suspended, or did they add the fined part?
I don't know. Who,
but that's what I heard this morning was it was the fine.
The agent's
that he
listening.
Had
in, we'll
and
see.
Listen, you could be late for a meeting and be fined, and now all of a sudden I'm not guaranteed my money? I ain't doing that because that's in the contract that if you're fined, it would have to be specific fines for drugs or whatever. But if any fine is going to lose my guarantees, I don't blame him for going to Denver.
Well, you want to keep as many of your guarantees in place as possible.
That's right.
This does strike me as a little disloyal, but I get the language thing. But you couldn't have just worked it out? Couldn't have had more conversations?
I don't know.
The way they make it sound is the agent just saw, what did you add here? That's it. We're going to Denver.
Well,
you don't have any talks?
Allegedly, though, I don't know. I don't know what the timing is. This morning on the show before ours, they were talking about when there was controversy as to when the Cowboys put it in.
Yeah, 7 years with Dallas.
814 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5.
I mean, ultimately, I don't end up caring. He's got 16 and a half sacks in 7 years. That's a lot of money to give that guy. He's played 50 out of 113 games.
Now he's the Broncos.
Dallas almost is like, man, Dallas can't quit Randy Gregory if you really want to know
the
truth.
Well, they did. They got
to
quit
him. Well, they didn't try. They did. No. They tried not to quit him.
No, I quit alcohol, but you didn't.
Did you?
Yes.
I didn't. I didn't quit Maestro Nobel. As a matter of fact, our guy Gil, the other Gilbert, he sent me a picture of the Diamante. He's drinking the Diamante, which is their Cristalino for the silver. Actually, it's not the silver. The Diamante is the Reposado, the Añejo Extra, and then it's charcoal filtered into their Cristalino. And the charcoal filtering process changes the color, changes the flavor and the texture, not the texture, but the flavor profile. Maestro Nobel is an awesome tequila. It really is. And I say that as somebody who, you know, early on it was about just margaritas. Margarita, oh, you want a top shelf margarita? And then once you kind of get your tequila game up, you recognize once you start having Reposado cocktails and you have cocktails with Añejo, or you start to sip Añejo, Añejo Extra, you start to have smoky silver like the Jumito that they have, you realize, man, there are so many different varieties of tequilas, and frankly, Maestro Nobel is doing more of them than anyone else. And that's why you can find one for your margaritas, for your cocktails, for your sipping pleasure. You will find a Maestro Nobel tequila that is right for you. 11 generations of tequila makers are hooking you up, so make sure you don't pass it up. At your local liquor store or your restaurant, if they don't have it, make sure you demand they carry Maestro Nobel.
ESPN 97.5.
Okay, let's try this again. Houston Powder Coaters.
Yeah?
Refinishes patio furniture and ornamental iron pieces.
But I thought they were an industrial coater.
They are.
But you say Houston Powder Coaters can handle my patio furniture?
Yes.
Pick it up?
Yes.
Remove all the previous paint and rust?
Yes.
Replace all those strappy things and fabric seat backs and return it to me in pristine condition?
Yes!
I don't get it.
Okay, what don't you get?
Houston Powder Coaters.
Yes?
You're talking about the same company that I hear handles the coatings of pipes, panels, you know, the big oil and gas equipment?
Yes!
They can refinish my backyard furniture?
Yes!
Can they refurbish it?
Yes!
Can they renew it?
Okay, let me stop you there. Houston Powder Coaters can refinish, refurbish, renew, repair, restore, renovate, rehabilitate, redeem, revive, and or reconstitute your old patio set.
Cool.
Yes!
So how do I get in touch with them?
This one's easy. Go to HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
Hey, their name's in the website.
Yes, their name is in the website, HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
Do you think other people know that?
At this point, yes, I think that's a given.
On the radio, all I hear is sell us your house, sell us your car, sell us your dog, sell us your wife, and sell us your children. My name's John Clay Wolf, and I created GiveMeTheVIN.com. First guy to ever advertise, sell us your car on the radio. Everybody copied me, man. I got to come up with a new deal. No, I don't, because we're the best car buyer in the United States of America. GiveMeTheVIN.com. And if we don't beat a CarMax offer, send you a check for $100.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
Crawfish lovers, listen up. April 8th and 9th, BTR Cajun Throwdown is ready to party with you at Good Old Days Fairgrounds in Hitchcock. The entertainment lineup is better than ever, featuring Gary Allen, Aaron Watson, Wayne Toops, Jason Cassidy, and more. Come enjoy activities like Zydeco dancing, crawfish eating contests, and an exciting kid zone. Get your tickets now at BTRCajunThrowdown.com. You've got to tell them I sent you. It's powered by Michelob Ultra, BB's Tex Orleans, Mac Vibe Services, Tandem Trucking, and Energy Rental Solutions.
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Please ask Mary Kay if she has any idea what God's plan is. Has she talked to him? When she does, can she ask him where Korea is going and what the winning lotto numbers are? Mary Kay Cabot is a writer for the Plain Dealer. She doesn't talk to God, I don't think. I don't know that for a fact, but I'm not going to ask her if she talked to God about the winning lotto numbers. Art. So, it's all unbelievable. 703-780-3776. Big news. The big news, the Browns in on Deshaun Watson. It caused Baker Mayfield to tear up and send a goodbye letter to Cleveland, even though...
If you missed it, it's worth your time to go back to the to John's reading and then our own personal assessments, because that letter actually can be used by any and all of you to quit or to say goodbye to maybe your fantasy football group, maybe your golf group. You could do that just to break up with your wife, if you are, or girlfriend, if you are going to take your dog, and you can, instead of Emily, the wife, you could use maybe, you know, your own pet. If you're going to take the dog like me and Buster, we'll never forget our memories here in your apartment here in Deer Park, like, or if Dell was doing that for the granny.
Yeah, and Granny's not going anywhere.
I'll never forget. Well, but if he wants to leave her.
I don't think Dell will ever leave Granny.
I think Dell's just fine sitting.
No, he loves Granny next door doing planting in her bikini. Mm-hmm. Art did one for me. Bel Air will always be a part of Wendy and my story. But she got a promotion and raise, so we had to leave this ghetto. You'll always be in my heart no matter where I open my next Coors Light. Thank you, Bel Air. John Carlo Giuseppe Granato. None of those are my names. And it's not what I said. And Bel Air is not a ghetto, Art, okay? Bel Air is a beautiful, wonderful community where we raise the kids. That is wonderful. So I would have never said any of the things you say. On top of Randy Gregory signing with the Broncos, we had the Bucs signing Russell Gage. Mm-hmm. Are there any receivers left in Atlanta? Ridley gone, Jones gone, Gage gone.
No.
They got Pitts. That's it.
Yeah,
that's the only guy that they have catching passes.
That's why the idea of Deshaun to Atlanta is kind of a joke. Like, it'd be a great spot for him from a personal standpoint. You can't win in Atlanta right now.
No.
And then if you have to guess, look what they have to give up.
Defenses always suck.
They have to give up their first-round pick?
Yeah.
I mean, you're giving up, what are they? Atlanta is eight. You're giving up the eighth pick also? Like, you can't. The Atlanta thing is just, that's a lot of talk. And there's conjecture that maybe Atlanta wants to be in the mix to push the number up on the Saints and it does feel like a fantasy football move, like a fantasy football auction move.
Yeah. 27. Like,
well, we don't care.
29.
You know what? We can't get Deshaun, but we're going to leak it so that Carolina and the Saints have to pay as much as possible.
Right.
Which is cool with me. Like, if Tampa wants to give, somebody else wants to get in the mix too. Like, hey, Chicago, are you sure you're happy with Justin Fields? Hey, Patriots, are you sure Mac Jones is your guy? We got a guy. You guys want to keep pushing that number up. Now, for those of you who thought Deshaun would never have value, you're welcome. for John and I single-handedly keeping the Texans
from trading the quarterback.
Nick was on the verge of trading because some of you on Twitter put too much pressure on him with your tweets, and we were trying to keep that from happening because we knew that eventually he would be worth a lot, and he's going to be worth a lot. You'll find out how much by Sunday.
I believe
a trade will go down no later than Friday.
I believe you're right.
I think by Friday, Deshaun Watson will be gone. You're about to hear multiple first, at least a second, multiple players.
That'll be sweet.
Good players, too. Former first rounders.
The Bucs have also traded for guard Shaq Mason. Bucs are gearing back up again with Tom Brady's announcement. Yeah. The Rams.
Well, Allie Marpet left early, remember?
Johnny Hecker is out there if you need a punter, anybody. Andrew Whitworth retires, so that's a problem for the Rams. I don't mind that. And the Cardinals have restructured DeAndre Hopkins' contract to create $7 million in cap space. The baseball story today, Matt Chapman out of the Astros division and into the AL East with the Toronto Blue Jays. I heard a little birdie told me that this Buster Olney story is inaccurate, that Carlos Correa is likely to sign a 5-year deal, and now, I mean,
with who?
It's so convoluted. I don't know. I'm not sure the 10 years 300 is out there. It's not out there, I don't believe.
No, so not. Why would he sign a 5-year deal?
I don't get it. I don't get it either. I don't know. But
with who? With the Astros?
With the Astros or whomever.
A 5-year deal where he stays for 5 years?
That would be great.
Oh my God.
And the out isn't just, you know, that he can opt out after 1 year. It would be that he has to. It's going to be convoluted. Is it good? What I've heard behind the scenes is Buster Olney's wrong.
That's what the guy told me. He just said Buster was wrong about the contract. Yeah.
He said Buster's contract was wrong.
That
the compensation will not go to William Morris, or that Boris doesn't care, or whatever the case may be.
The same guy told me that the other day. I told you he said that. Like, that information is wrong. I mean, Buster's being told that by agents.
Yeah. I don't get it. I don't know.
I don't know, but I don't care. I don't care. The only thing I care about is if you're telling me that Carlos Correa could be an Astro for the next five years.
I don't know if it's going to be an Astro. I don't know. With a 5-year
Crane,
deal.
Listen, I'm not going to put up with this now. We're not doing this. Jim, if there's a 5-year deal on the table, get in on this.
Well, yeah, but maybe there's more compensation somewhere else.
But you need to be at the forefront of this thing trying to make this happen.
Well, yeah, he
is. Don't do that to fans where the prices go up and all this stuff. I don't want you to be fiscally irresponsible, but when you sign, you have to be a little fiscally irresponsible. That's the nature of free agency. The nature of free agency is you overpay for guys.
Right.
I get that. Right now you're overpaying for Bregman the way he played last year. But let's be real about this. If this is a 5-year deal, Jim, don't be trying to lay up. You need to
dunk.
I'm talking about golf.
Oh.
If you get there in two, get there, pull out your 3-iron, get there in two, and let's make this reality. If you're telling me they could get him for 5 full years?
Well, maybe. What are you telling us? I'm telling you that it's now convoluted. I'm telling you that behind the scenes, they're saying that Buster Olney is wrong.
What you're telling me is that Carlos screwed up on not taking the Tigers deal.
No. 275? No. No.
275 guaranteed?
Yeah.
He's not getting that in 5 years?
No, but he's not. He's not taking 275.
Hit the market at 33? Big deal.
No, he's not doing that when Francisco took 341. He ain't doing that. But he's going to get a bunch for 4 or 5 years.
It sounds like an ego thing. He ain't taking $275 million. He's going to take $160 million. Whatever, 5-year deal. Let's say it's $35 million. He's going to take $175 million. He's going to take $100 million less.
No, he ain't taking that.
You're basically saying he is.
Well, or he's going to get a boatload yearly in a five-year deal.
Unless this is about having freedom to move, which I would get. A 9-year locks you in. it doesn't make sense to give up $100 million guaranteed in baseball. Baseball will give you the $100 million. It really doesn't matter what.
Yeah, but it's you're not taking...
Ask Trevor Bauer. It doesn't matter what.
You're not locking up at 27.5 a year. You're just not. He's just not locking up.
That's
at
not what it was,
five.
Right? Wasn't it a 9-year deal? It was worth more than that.
Was it 9 million. Or 10?
I think it was 9 at 275, I believe.
Well, he wasn't taking... For whatever the case may be, he wasn't taking 275. I don't know.
I just, that's a lot of guaranteed money.
927 ESPN, 827 ESPN, 97.5.
No, you're right. It was a 10-year.
10-year. 270. He's not taking 27.5 a year.
Why would you? Why would you take two? If somebody offered me 275, I'd go like this. That's what you can do with that terrible offer.
Well, when
dude,
somebody,
you can spin it
when
any
somebody
way
else
want.
Is getting 34-1.
Doesn't matter. It ain't for you, bro.
Well, guess
ain't
what?
Anybody giving it to you.
Guess
so what are you going to do?
What?
You going to get that and when you're 33? No.
Yeah, when you're 33. I'm going
somebody's
out, I'm going back
you,
out.
Somebody's,
that's right. I'm going to prove it.
They're going to sign you until you're 43?
That's right. You're damn okay. Right they are. Damn right they are.
I'm happy he...
Disrespected me with 275.
I didn't expect the Tigers to be that disrespectful to you, Carlos, but... If it means you're back with the Astros, I'm down. I don't care how much they disrespected you with that offer of $275 million.
Okay.
As long as Jim Crane needs to step up now. We can't be goofing around now. Now they're offering. Jim Crane, they're already out there. They said they're re-engaging in conversations, so that's good. But if it's not the one-year deal and it's going to be a 5 or 6-year deal and the Astros can get that without an out, I would throw the biggest party for Carlos Correa you've ever seen. I mean, it's not going to be worth the $100 million that he may have left on the table from Detroit.
But
it'll be, I'm willing to spend $400.
$400?
Yeah. I'll get Maestro Dobell to throw in some tequila. I'll throw out $400 of my own cash. I'll get LeShane to do some stuff.
Yep.
I'll get rest. I'll try to talk Chris Shepherd into doing stuff. All the you get to Coors Light. I'll talk to my guys over at St. Arnold, Lenny. We'll make it a huge party.
If Carlos Correa stays.
A huge party.
Okay.
Huge.
Huge.
Hugest party you've ever seen. All kinds of beautiful women. Very great alcohol. The best alcohol you've ever seen. Fantastic food. The best food. The highest rated party of all time.
Yeah. Who's the highest? You know who the highest rated payroll and HR company is? HRMP. That's the highest rated. I rated them. Well, in my rating book, they're the highest, okay? I don't care about other rating books. I don't give a rat's ass. What I care about is HRMP. What I care about is here's the deal, is the customizing for your business, too, okay? Because we had a cookie cutter company that was doing our payroll. We had 25 employees, went up to 75 employees, and they were like, no, that's the same. What? No. If in bulk, when you buy in bulk, then you're supposed to get a better price. So we said, no, we're out of here with you. Bye. Bye. Bye, Felicia. Here's what we did. We went to HRMP. Love HRMP. And they do. They customize. Every single business is different. So they're going to customize a plan for you and perfect for your business. They're going to come in and evaluate your business. And they're going to get a plan that is perfect for you, for your payroll, for your HR, for your taxes. And then they offer you all kinds of options when it comes to 401ks and benefit packages. That's what they do at HRMP. Perfect, perfect, perfect every single time. They're like Uncle Ben's rice. Perfect every time. All you got to do is go to HRP.net. 281-880-6525. You're looking for that payroll and HR company. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. So, you need to change your oil. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Valvoline Daily Protection or Valvoline Max Life High Mileage Motor Oil with an STP oil filter, plus an STP air filter or cabin air filter for just $36.99. Visit one of our 6,000 stores or order from AutoZone.com for same-day store pickup or next-day delivery.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Bundling car and renter's insurance with GEICO is so easy, your neighbors are probably already doing it. So why not ask? Just say,
hey, did you get your hair cut? It looks cool. Also, have you saved even more by bundling with GEICO?
Or maybe,
hey, did you get your hair cut? It looks weird. Not weird, cool. Anyway, have you bundled with GEICO?
Or try,
hey, did you get your hair cut? It doesn't look weird at all. Anywho, have you saved by bundling with, hey, easy with that rake.
Bundling is easy with GEICO. Just ask your neighbors.
Hey guys, Joel Blank here for New Brakes. New Brakes is the best way to fix your brakes. Why do I say that? Because their prices are competitive with any brake shop in town. Because of the fact that they have certified technicians and all they do is brakes, so there's no upsell. And you save time because you don't have to wait in some brake shop waiting room for 2 hours to get your car done. They do it all and they do it for exactly the price you want. Check them out today at nubrakes.com. That's nubrakes.com. Mention ESPN 97.5, save 10%, and then see what all of our listeners have been finding out along the way. There's only one way to get your brakes done today, and that's nubrakes.com.
Hey guys, BK here, and so is March, and the madness has officially begun. It's time for you to shoot your shot and score big with the nonstop action from MyBookie. Predict winners in each round of the MyBookie Bracket Contest for a chance to win a Bitcoin, a Doodle NFT, currently valued at over $50,000, and over $100,000 more in cash prizes. Whether you're filling out multiple brackets, betting the national championship winner, or simply looking for player and game props, MyBookie has you covered. Sign up today with MyBookie and use promo code BET975 to make your first deposit, earning a free entry into the My Bracket Contest. Selections for the bracket will officially open on March 13th. And close March 17th at 12 p.m., so make sure you get your deposit in now with Bet975 to secure that free entry. And don't forget, you can also have a little fun with the NBA, golf, UFC, and so much more, all at mybookie.ag. Bet on anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
It's hard to miss the new eye-catching digital billboard on wheels cruising around town. That's Running Boards Marketing. Running Boards Marketing is perfect for your birthday party, graduation, or other community events. Stream movies, live events, and even play the latest video games on a giant screen. Call 713-898-7839. That's 713-898-7839. And visit rbmwesthouston.com. rbmwesthouston.com.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, you found the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, a couple of rule change proposals for the NFL. Philadelphia, they want to allow both teams an opportunity to possess the ball in overtime. So both teams get, no matter what happens on the field, teams get at least one possession.
Whose are these? There's been, the Colts have put some out, and there's another team that put them
out. The Colts and Eagles put that out.
Yeah.
And the Tennessee Titans put this out. Allow both teams an opportunity to possess the ball in overtime, unless the team with the first possession scores a touchdown and a successful two-point try.
That doesn't change anything.
That doesn't change anything.
Doesn't change anything.
Just because you got the two-point conversion? Come on, Titans, shut up. Shut your face.
What would you think about giving a ball at giving teams the ball at the 50-yard line? And you each get
one possession?
You each get a possession, and after that it goes down to two-point, you know, it goes down to one play from the 5-yard line, from the 3-yard line. Fewer plays, fewer damage.
50 better than the 40.
Gets it done quickly.
It doesn't get it done that quickly.
Not the 40, because they can already make field goals from there.
That's a 57-yarder.
That's nothing anymore, it seems like.
Yeah, it seems like it. That's all right. If you got a good field goal kicker from long range, then you win.
Why not 50? Why not start it right there at the midfield?
Because it'll take longer.
You don't even get a field goal attempt.
It will take longer.
Well, but not than a whole quarter being played. Because to give two teams possessions, if one team scores, the other team, basically, you're going to eat up almost an entire quarter. Because remember, they don't do a full 12 minutes. What is it, 8 minutes in that?
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
10 minutes quarter.
Because we were coming up on ties way too frequently. Like the fear of ties. I just don't see why you don't say, okay, look, you both get the ball from the 50. Whatever you do, you do. If you get it, but any touchdown has to be a two-point conversion. You can't kick extra points. So what it does is gives you an opportunity for a field goal,
a touchdown, no two-point conversion, a touchdown, two-point conversion. It creates opportunities to contrast with the next possession. And I think that one would make sense. I just think you get a very modest amount of plays, additional plays, and you create the excitement of teams making decisions. Maybe you say the second team can't kick an extra point. They have to go for two. Maybe that's what it is. The first team can go for two or kick an extra point. The second team must go for two. Because the first team could say, okay, we're just going to kick the extra
point. Yeah, right. And then you and can then we'll win the game. Win or lose. Win or lose.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Second team has to score.
We got to fix.
Diana Rossini tweeted this out. The first steps for the Saints, Panthers, and Browns in arranging a meeting with Deshaun Watson was presenting a trade package to the Texans. Per multiple league sources, once Houston approved, only then did they meet. So you can't even meet with Deshaun unless you have a trade package already in place.
See, Nick Caserio, for all we've talked about with Nick Caserio, he may be a human robot who doesn't give you any real answers. But Nick, this is what it looks like when you have an actual GM in place. Rick Smith was an actual GM. Yeah, I think his time had come and gone, but he knew what the rules of engagement were.
Yeah.
He had a real salary cap guy. Nick Caserio is basically saying the entire time, he's like, no, Deshaun's not going to push us around. No, we're not taking just any old offer. No, we don't care what talking heads say. You got to just give him up for anything. Just cut him. No. Nick's had a plan, and he stuck it out.
And every single person that Deshaun can pick, because he's talked to them, there's already a trade in place.
Yeah.
Smart thinking.
Very smart. Very smart. He keeps the leverage.
There you go.
He understands
that's my
leverage.
Guy. And you've been bashing him, no. Nick Caserio, forever.
Nick knows how to be a general
manager. Oh, yeah. Oh, I guess these picks. Oh, getting Davis Mills in the third round wasn't good enough for you.
Well, my issue, okay. I didn't love his first draft. We'll see how it turns out. I hope I'm wrong on all of them.
I like Nico. This first draft.
Davis
Nico's
has,
fine.
Well, we'll see. I mean, we're 1 year in. They need to be good players. We'll see. They were part of a terrible
team.
And you
got that little TCU linebacker running around everywhere.
Yeah. It's,
that's awesome.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Oh, Lopez in the middle?
I know.
Dominating?
We've turned in Roy Lopez into one of the most dominant players in league history because he's drafting the sixth. But the fact is, let's see how that draft class does. But so far, so good, mm-hmm. without question. But the main thing is Nick understands, no, this is leverage. No, we've got a commodity that we've got to maximize. No, we're not going to just give in. Nick understands what the flow of the league is, what the value of a quarterback is, and that's why you have somebody there who doesn't panic. At no point did Nick Caserio panic, and it looks like it's going to pay off. It looks like he's handling this really well. We'll see what the haul is, but honestly, the fact that they pre-qualify you before you can talk to Deshaun, mm-hmm. that's pretty baller
that
because
is.
What it does is say, yeah, we know you have no trade, Deshaun, but you're not running these negotiations. We're running the negotiations. We'll help you get where you want to go, but you got to help us out here.
Yeah.
And if you don't, you know, we are going to look out for ourselves first and foremost. I love that. This shouldn't be about Deshaun. Deshaun got paid all last year. This should not be about Deshaun Watson's best wishes and intentions. He's got no trade. We know that. But this should be about the Texans. And it should be about making sure that you maximize your last commodity because you don't really have any after this. They're gone. Roby gone. You didn't get that much for Roby anyway. Aminahue gone. Zach Cunningham cut. You know, there's nobody else. Well, Laremy Tunsil, you just restructured. For those who missed it, Texans restructured Laremy's deal. They basically converted a chunk of his contract to a cash bonus, over $16 million bonus that they'll spread out over the length of the contract. So how much did they free up this year? Eight, nine?
Yeah, freed up almost nine.
Freed up almost $9 million, which my guess is they have to do that to prepare for Deshaun's departure because yep. that is going to hit them cap wise.
Noah said you got a break, okay? So get your ass to break, okay?
Well, we got a big guest coming up.
What do we got coming up, Noah?
Nothing.
Why do we have to get the break?
I know.
He wants to get back on schedule.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, he's running the show. You ain't.
I'm just here reading Twitter.
I don't sign Sean Shoes no more. Okay?
I know.
I'm producer now. How about Allstate signing in Windows, Land?
Is he really, though? Because RJ's coming soon.
RJ will be here. But yeah. I'm going to put in a good word for you. Yeah, Noah's doing a great job.
Remember
great
time he turned it up and you said up your ass on the radio?
I didn't say something.
Remember when that happened? It was on his watch.
Listen.
He turned your mic on you. Hey, it's just a good thing what you said before that didn't make it out.
Well, because you didn't have your headphones up, I couldn't hear the music.
You didn't have your little earpiece in.
Whatever.
Thank
this is
God
on you.
What you said before then didn't make it on. Then he would have been messing with your money.
842.
I know people are messing with your money right now. If you got those old aluminum, windows, and here's what I mean by this is how you know if you have the old aluminum windows. Are they single pane? Do they have? If you knock on it, does the whole thing rattle? Those are old, original windows, more than likely, and they're not going to protect your home. They're not going to offer the type of energy efficiency. They don't look good. I mean, Allstate Windows and Siding, they have windows that are made in Texas, and they're energy efficient and built for Texas tough weather like rain and wind. It's all covered, and Allstate Windows and Siding has the ability to get you the very best windows to beautify your home and to help you lower your energy bills. They are family run for over four generations, and they're here to help Houston. And I'm talking about some awesome offers for military, senior citizen, and cash discounts. Those are all available. Invest in beautiful quality windows from Allstate Windows and Siding. And of course, the siding jobs they do are top notch as well. Here's the phone number, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. For an appointment for your free window inspection today, you can get 25% off your windows and for a limited time, no interest on 36 months when you mention ESPN. So make sure that you remember, for the best rate, call Allstate Windows and Siding. Go to allstatewindowsandsiding.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey, Ray Magliozzi here. I don't know about you, but my car could use a few upgrades. I mean, the 8-inch tear in the driver's seat does have sentimental value since my butt has molded to fit it, but I'm ready to move on. My solution? eBay Motors. They've got all the right parts at the right prices. 122 million of them, from seat covers to whole new seats. When I get that new seat, I think I'll put the old one in the living room, right next to the minivan seats, or as we call it, the sectional. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Do you think all premium fuels are the same? Well, your engine doesn't. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus helps keep your engine running like new, because it's engineered to defend against four main engine threats: gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. So next time, choose Shell's most advanced fuel ever. It's fuel for thought. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosis and colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents, as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
Golfers, tee it up this year at Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the hottest new arrivals from Callaway. Featuring the new Rogue ST drivers, Callaway's most stable driver ever, with tungsten speed cartridge, jailbreak speed front, and AI flash face. Engineered for max speed and forgiveness. Four different models to fit every golfer's needs. Think speed? Go Rogue. Swing by Edwin Watts Golf Shop to get custom fit for the new Rogue ST drivers today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee. And shop us online at worldwidegolfshops.com.
What's
the oldest licensed distillery in the world? Answer, Bushmills Irish Whiskey, since 1608. Jake Asman here. I encourage you to discover the liquid history that is Bushmills. You have the blends, White Label, Red Bush, and Black Bush, each with unique notes, perfect in your favorite cocktail. Bushmills is world-renowned for their single malts, the 10, 16, and 21 years matured triple-distilled single malts. Start exploring Bushmills in liquor stores and bars across Houston. Bushmills, the original whiskey, born 1608.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Hey, I got a quick question for you.
I got a quick question for Twitch.
What?
I'm on Twitch and in the chat room, and nobody's insulted anybody or nobody's pissed anybody off all day today. I mean, what's going on with you?
I mean, give it time. I'm sure somebody said something.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure somebody will.
Somebody's fought with somebody.
Mega Blast or...
Who are you fighting with?
Mr. Brostash or...
Yeah.
Whatever. Let's go.
Somebody's fought with somebody.
Nobody's fought with anybody all morning.
Hey, who do you think is the biggest consumer...
Weak sauce.
Who do you think is the biggest consumer of... Do you listen to Spotify?
I do.
Do you, Noah? Turn your mic on. You can be part of this. You put John's mic on when he says...
Somebody just
when he says, up your ass... You can put your own mic on.
He never looks at me. I give him a point to let him know his mic is on. But
what am I going to look at you for?
So you know your mic's on.
I can hear the music. Oh, now it's time to talk again.
Well, but
I didn't have my earpiece in when I said that word.
I don't like the mics ever being on without mic control. Sometime I'll get it. I'll talk and the mic won't be on. But it's better than talking when the mic's on all the time.
Right. That's
trust me.
That is true.
Yeah.
So somebody got in Spotify's kitchen again yesterday.
Well... I'm about to make a different Spotify point. So you listen to music. We all listen to music, right? Do you listen to podcasts on Spotify?
No, I listen to
music. I listen to music, yeah. So do you have it from Frankie or do you have it?
I do. Frankie shared her list. I listen to Frankie's music.
But, I mean, you have it. It's commercial free. In other words, you pay a subscription.
Yeah. No, I pay
for
sure.
I pay a subscription. Also,
I wasn't and it sucked.
What's that?
I did it for a while free and it sucked.
It's too many commercials?
Yeah.
That's one thing that the interesting, I talked to a marketing person who's very, very good a few years ago, and they said it was a national marketing person, and we were talking about social media and things, and they said you have to understand your audiences, and we were talking about audiences, and they said millennials, for example, it's the largest purchasing group here in the world, but the problem is they expect everything should be for free. Like, we don't. We've been in a world where things aren't free. They want everything for free, but with this caveat. They are willing to pay for not having commercials. So they will pay for no commercials on Pandora, on Spotify, streaming devices. They pay for that. But then, of course, you know, they'll also share logins or whatever. But that's not my point. My point was, so we all have Spotify. Does it feel like a primarily North American thing? Like, I've never even thought about any other companies. I assume it started here and it's just... The U.S.
I don't know that.
Do you know anything about Spotify in any other countries?
I don't know that.
Would you think that we're the biggest consumers, if you had to guess?
Yes, I would imagine.
I would, too. I would, too. And then I read yesterday that we actually are not really all that close. Europeans, if you look at the numbers... the biggest numbers for Spotify right now, North America is actually second. Europe is 34% consumers by region of Spotify. North America, 24%. Latin America, 22%. Rest of the world, 20%. I would have guessed that. I would have thought we were, you know, because I assume just only America counts.
Spotify,
and everyone else.
It's good to be Spotify.
Well, here's the thing. Spotify, the reason
I'm
bringing this
up. How many billions is that company worth?
Well... That's why I'm bringing this up. $307 million deal with FC Barcelona. One soccer club. We're so out of the loop with how big international soccer is, at least some of us. $307 million deal just for Barcelona alone from Spotify. Spotify paid one team in Spain $307 million. It's a deal that
they
have.
It's got to be a 10-year or a stadium naming rights or what?
Yeah,
it's got to be a huge deal.
So the deal is, and they've been struggling financially.
The Catalan Club is more than $1.5 billion in debt. So all these, you know, get the bag. What eventually happens is teams go past their threshold to make money, and then they have to start borrowing.
Oh, really? I don't know that.
They're $1.5 billion in debt, and they lost $530 million last year alone. They lost $530 million.
Wow.
And they have to get serviced on their debt. They were forced to let Lionel Messi depart to PSG for free and now operating on a $100 million salary cap this season, which is almost unheard of. That's an eighth of the size of Real Madrid's budget. The world's second most popular
Real
club.
Madrid is spending $800 million a year on players?
Uh-huh.
A year?
Yeah.
$800 million.
Well, with everything, with transfer fees and everything that they've spent.
Wow.
Yeah, soccer is bananas. Oh. People have no idea how much more soccer.
Yeah.
I mean, your kids should be trying to play soccer, not football or basketball or baseball.
Yeah, golf.
They should be trying to good at that. The world's second most popular club announced a four-year sponsorship deal with Spotify yesterday. The details weren't released, but most reports put the value at $307 million or $77 million annually. And they will be streaming
$77 million annually. Wow.
They're going to be rebranded
as five-year. Did you say five-year deal?
Four-year.
Four-year deal.
Spotify Camp NOU and the streaming giant will receive primary sponsorship inventory across Barcelona's men's, women's, and training jerseys. So they're going to be on.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Spotify.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
So that's really what it is. I would think that has some. I'd have to keep reading, but I would think that it has something also to do with the ability to stream certain shows.
Is that really Barcelona's worth $307 million to put your name on their jersey? Wow. That's a lot of money for that. Holy crap. Did you see? Oh, really? I don't care how good your team is. Did you see that apparently Tillman is in the bidding for Chelsea?
He better reassess some of that. I mean, you might want to look into some of the financial issues that some of these clubs have had. Does he know how this works, that he has to pay money just to trade for a player, just to bring a player in? Just to pay a player, you have to pay a team to be able to pay the player. Yeah.
And usually, a lot of times it's a big number.
Yeah, like $47 million is no big deal.
His salary cap's going down to $30 million.
Let me tell you what. I was in Golden Nugget. All I did was stay there overnight. We were driving back from Tuscaloosa. That place was packed on that Friday.
Yeah.
Packed. Oh, but you couldn't get a seat at the slot machine.
What day were you there?
Friday night.
Okay, Elmer was there Saturday. He said it was so crowded.
You can't play
it anymore. Was awesome. I mean, I love it. I love it when it's crowded like that. But it's difficult to get on tables. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because because they still don't have the workers that they used to have. I mean, every business is still suffering from not having the workers that you need.
Even casinos? Don't you make good money there or no?
Yeah. I mean, everywhere. You don't have, you just still don't have the number of workers. These kids don't want to work today. Didn't you hear Kim Kardashian? These kids don't want to work today.
I thought that was a Ballsack quote.
It actually wasn't.
It was an actual
real
thing.
It was 69 News.
Yeah, it was. That's a TV station, by the way.
It is in Pittsburgh.
It's a TV station in Pittsburgh.
69 News. Why was Kim Kardashian?
WTVU?
WFTV.
Yeah.
WF or something like that.
WFTV 69 News. That's not real, John. That's say it out loud and you'll realize that's not really what it is.
Apparently it is.
It's something else. It's like
no,
TVU.
Kim Kardashian actually
it's
said
not
it.
WFTV 69 News. That's somebody's softball jersey. That's not it's a radio guy's softball. That's a Copperwood Award. WFTV 69 News. That's a whole like radio guy jersey that's on the back.
What Art has my list on Spotify. What is Johnny listening to? La Spagnola. Chitarra Romano, Volare, O Maria, Sorrento,
Volare,
Tarantella Napolitana, Santa Lucia. That's not my Spotify list, Art, jerk. Man, Art's being really jerky today. So a few years ago, I switched to the premium version of Spotify when they had a special to include Hulu at no extra cost. Not a bad deal. Holy crap, I would like that. I guess today I went through my credit card and all of the ESPN Plus, Hulu, Prime, Netflix, I was like, what the bleep? I'm like, what the hell? Well, you know what I'm spending a month? Plus,
we went from being.
Now I got to get out of my Xfinity deal.
Now we're doing a la carte. I'm the same way. I look at, I pay for Pandora, Spotify, ESPN Plus. That's an annual. Netflix, and Netflix just went up again. Did you see your email went up to, I think they raised it $2 or $3 more. HBO Max. Yeah, what am I doing?
Apple,
honestly,
all
my,
of them.
You know my kids, Apple, you know what my kids watch? They watch Netflix streaming shows. That's what they watch. They don't even watch all I have regular TV for, honestly. And if I wanted to, I could watch. The only thing I watch it for is sports. My wife can get Castle replays wherever she wants. My God, it doesn't matter. Just
she loves Castle?
She loves Castle.
Oh, gosh.
Now, Stana Katic after year one, it is a nightmare. Her hair is terrible. You can't tell how hot she is. And then year two, you're like, it's better. And by year three, you're like, oh, my God.
So I had to sit through.
I caused myself horrible problems for Stana Katic.
I had to,
in theory.
I had to sit through The Bachelor last night, the final episode.
Man, thoughts and prayers.
Oh, my God. It's so hard.
I saw a commercial for a new Bachelor. So
but listen, here's the thing about being The Bachelor. Man, all these witches, they all just yell at you all the time. I don't want to be The Bachelor. That's all you do is get yelled at by all. There's 30 women to start with. 29 of them are yelling at you. What an a-hole you are. And then the one that you pick, I mean, she's all right. But and now they're together. And I mean, you get. Now he did. He told three of them that he loved them, and he got all of them. I mean, he got with all of them. So kind of worked out.
Oh, like that's something new. I told three girls I loved them, and I got with all three. Signed all of Eternity Men. what do you think this is new to The Bachelor? Well,
she said, "Did you tell me that you love me just to sleep with me?" I was like, oh, yeah, of course he did. What are you nuts?
No, I didn't.
Yes. No, he said, no.
No.
I didn't. I meant it at the time, but I really.
I thought I loved you after a week.
Whatever. And after I was making out with her, then I come and make out with you, but you were going to give it up, so I love you. Time to talk about, hey, listen. If you want her to like you, all you got to do is go to Doc Linville, okay? I'm telling you, you want hair? Yeah. Who doesn't want hair? Huh? What? Jackie and I have a truce. I'm not going to talk about Jackie's bald head. What I'm going to talk about is Doc Linville. And Doc Linville is awesome. You don't want a bald head. Nobody wants a bald head. Everybody wants hair. Hair is where it's at. I mean, it's 2022. Hair is in. Okay, used to be like Kojak and, you know, other, I don't know, all these other rappers that don't have hair. That was in. It's in now. Hair is in. So if you want hair, the process is simple. It's wonderful. You'll love it. I was in the chair for 4 hours, got hair. 8 months later, you got hair, and it just can't be better. If you're looking for a great way to do this thing, 975hair.com. The doc is awesome. The process is wonderful. It's neo-grafting. I'll explain it to you. I don't know how it works. All I know is you will love it. It's all at 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
This is ESPN 97.5. Real fun sports.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.